We do have a little sunshine in the studio, Carla James.
I know.
Cindy Lamprecht and Lee Meyer, Fremont Opera House. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, let's talk about what you have a busy schedule as we head into May here.
Yes,
we have a lot of things to talk about.
So many things. This whole month is very busy and into the summer. And so Cindy's going to talk about our luncheon, our last one.
We have our last luncheon on May 1st, May Day.
Yeah.
And our entertainment for that luncheon is the Bergen Night Jazz Band. Jeremy Merman, we all know Jeremy. He teaches over there. And so he's bringing the jazz band. The cost is $15, and we'd appreciate your reservations by April 29th at noon. And, of course, you can do that on our website, fremontoperahouse.org.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Jeremy will get him going for sure. Yep. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. And we've never had them there before, so we're really excited.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, that it will be. Then next, let's see. I know you always like to keep kids educated and learning, so got a camp coming up?
Yes, we do. Part of the mission of the Opera House is to help educate the arts, educate the students in the arts. And so we've had a camp now, I think, for 4 years or something, and it's been very successful. So we are having a Fremont Opera House Middle School Arts Camp, and it's June 17th through the 21st, but registration is open now.
Okay.
And so it does cost $125, and they come for 5 days from 10 a.m. in the morning till 5 in the afternoon, and we work on a musical. This year, the musical is going to be Bye Bye Birdie, the youth edition, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then they present 2 shows on Friday, so they get to act and sing and dance and just do everything. It's a great time.
Yeah, that'll be good. Have you had good numbers at that?
Yes, we've had good numbers every year. And, you know, sometimes people think, oh, that's so expensive. But if you compare it to the camps in Omaha or the surrounding area, it is not very much. And you don't have to drive to Omaha to do it. You can drop your children off right there at the Opera House.
Yeah, $25 a day is hardly anything.
Right.
That's a pretty good deal. Check it out on the website. It's fremontoperahouse.org. Big Give will be here before we know it, too.
Big Give is coming up on the 7th of May, and during that day, we're going to give tours of the upstairs of the Opera House, which is where the real magic is going to happen someday and has happened in the past. We'll give those tours at 3 and 5:30, so there's no sign-up or anything. Just show up at that time, and we'll be glad to give you Lee. We'll give you a tour.
So I was just, as you were talking about that, I was thinking about the history of the Opera House and all the different shows that maybe appeared up there.
Yeah.
Can you, I don't know if you have that much history in your mind about who would be the biggest, I guess, star maybe that appeared? Any idea that maybe appeared up there in the Opera House?
You know, I don't... Contrary to popular belief, I was not alive then, so I don't know those stars, but I do know Millie Modern or something like that was the first one, the opening night, and I do have in all the paraphernalia all the list of all the stars that were there, and so we need to do something with that in the future because we have the plays. Uncle Tom's Cabin was one of the first ones to be put on there.
We have newspaper articles and things about the Opera House at that time. And from what we hear, the biggest names in entertainment at the time were at the Fremont Opera House. So,
Yeah, that's really neat. And if you've never been up there, you do need to come and take a tour and just check it out. You'll be amazed as to what's up there. Open auditions for John C. Fremont Days. You've got another melodrama coming up, right?
Yes, we are going to do a melodrama for John C. Fremont Days. We started that last year, and it was so popular, so we're going to do it again. And we'd like to open it up to anybody who wants to be an actor or an actress, and so they can come on May 13th and 14th, and they just have to read a little bit and sing a little bit. There's absolutely no pressure, and we just have so much fun. So anybody can come and audition if they like.
Is this the Nebraska version of American Idol?
Sure. Yeah.
The Fremont version. There you go.
Yeah.
Find out more information on the website, though, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
June 1st, we have Mike Semrad and the Riverhawks coming to the Opera House. And that's music of the 50s and 60s and beyond. And we're going to celebrate an adult senior prom. Best dressed 1950s couple will be crowned king and queen. The doors open at 7:30. And again, you can get the tickets on our website, fremontoperahouse.org.
So come dressed in the era?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It should be really, really different, something really different. And this is young Mike Semrad.
Okay.
Not the original Mike Semrad.
Yeah,
it's the young Mike.
Yeah, I know
Mike.
Both, yeah.
Yes, and you know, they're such a musical family. And,
oh, my
a well-known family in
Fremont.
Yeah, this is his band, and they're going to specialize in 50s, 60s, 70s, you name it, they've got it. And we're going to celebrate prom, so it should be fun.
Yeah, that will be a good
time. One more thing, Chris, that I'd like to mention is that we've started a new program at the Opera House where we're inviting people to become supporters of the Opera House by being either at the friend level for $25 a year or at the actor level for $50. And there are some perks that come with that. Again, you can find all of that information on our website. But that's something new that we've done, and hopefully people will take advantage of that and support the Opera House in that way as well.
Yeah,
And going along with that, I just want to remind everyone that the Fremont Opera House is a nonprofit. We get no support from any government entity, not the city, not the state, not federal government. We have to pay all our own bills and support the building, keep the building in repair. We do have a grant right now, and we're fixing some things like the stained glass, but we have to, you know, pay the HVAC system and all those things that it takes to keep a huge building like that going. And so we would appreciate your support with the friends and actors new program that we're doing now. So we appreciate that so much. Yeah.
Very good. Again, fremontoperahouse.org will have all the information for you. Next luncheon is coming up. You need to reserve your spot by this coming Monday at noon. So it'll be Jeremy Merman and the Bergen Knight Jazz Band. So it should be a good performance there. What time people should get there? What, between 11:30 and noon?
Yeah, we open the doors at 11:30. A lot of people just come in and have coffee and they chit-chat and just relax.
We have some really nice groups. Retired nurses come, a group of retired nurses, retired teachers, of course, come.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so that's kind of a nice thing too.
All right, thank you, ladies, appreciate it.
Thank you very
much. Cindy Lamprecht and Lee Meyer with the Fremont Opera House.